From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Diplomats from 17 countries plus the United Nations and European Union begin talks in Vienna on Syria's political future. The meeting is the first of its kind because it includes Iran, a longtime ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. VOA's State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins is in the Austrian capital, staying with other reporters at a hotel near the talks venue. She says some of the top diplomats attending the meeting spoke with reporters on Friday morning.
The French foreign minister did stop and speak to us. He said that the first step was to find ways to conduct the fight against terrorist groups in Syria in a more efficient way. He said after that, a political transition had to be organized. Shortly after he left, the German foreign minister, Steinmeier, came through our lobby. He said it would not be possible to resolve all of the issues today, but that today's meeting was an important first step.
In Syria's latest violence, a rights group says government forces launched missiles into a rebel-held neighborhood near the capital on Friday, killing at least 40 people. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says about 100 people also were wounded in the attack on Douma, northeast of Damascus. The Syrian government has not commented on the strikes, which the observatory said were continuing as of midday Friday. The declared winner of Tanzania's closely contested presidential election, John Magufuli, was due to receive a victory certificate on Friday. His supporters danced in the streets of the capital Dar es Salaam late Thursday in celebration. Magufuli was the candidate of Tanzania's ruling Chama cha Mapinduzi Party, or CCM. This is VOA. A Palestinian man has attacked Israeli civilians in Jerusalem. Israeli authorities say the assailant wounded one man before being shot by security forces. They say another Israeli was hurt by the gunfire as the security personnel subdued the assailant. Earlier Friday, Israeli forces shot two other Palestinians as they carried out a knife attack on police at a West Bank checkpoint near Hebron. An Israeli police spokesman said one of the Hebron attackers was killed and the other was wounded. One Israeli police officer also was wounded in that incident. A UN human rights investigator is calling for free elections in Myanmar, as an opposition rally there was attacked, leaving a local lawmaker wounded. Several men armed with machetes or knives attacked the rally being held in Yangon late Thursday by the National League for Democracy, or NLD. Officials say at least two of the attackers were arrested. The attack was likely to raise fears of violence ahead of Myanmar's general elections scheduled for November 8th, the first general election in 25 years to be held in the country also known as Burma. Ireland has signed gay marriage into law, 6 months after a historic referendum made the traditionally Catholic nation the first country in the world to approve it by popular vote. The president's office said Thursday that the marriage bill was signed into law, clearing the way for same-sex weddings to begin in Ireland within a month. Irish President Michael Higgins is visiting the United States, so senior Irish officials signed the bill in his place. The president's office was the final stop for the measure after a May referendum in which 62% of voters approved a change in the constitution to allow same-sex couples to marry. The Irish vote came 2 decades after the country decriminalized homosexuality. And the United States and European Union are temporarily lifting some sanctions against Belarus after Belarus freed the last of its political prisoners in August. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby calls the move a limited reprieve that opens the door to expanded commercial ties for the Belarusian economy. But Kirby also said the U.S. still encourages Belarus to take additional positive steps to improve its human rights record and to institute democracy. I'll be back in 1 hour with another check of the international headlines. You can also find more on those stories on our website at voanews.com. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.